It's the podcast. We still don't have a name.
Is podcast one or two words?
Yeah, let's figure this out then. All right, okay. So basically, throughout the week, me and Andy have been like flirting with the idea of making a podcast, and then we finally got here, and then we were like, actually, let's actually make a podcast, because I already do radio, so it was really easy to get the like access to the studio and whatnot. But we don't know what our podcast is going to be about, so this is I just figured out what our podcast is going to be about. I miss cartoons. I feel like cartoons are getting worse. Like,
what do you think?
As a, like. Like, every now and again, when there's nothing to watch on TV, which is all the time because TV is awful, I'll be like, all right, let me just switch over to Cartoon Network. And I look at Cartoon Network and I'm like,
yeah,
they haven't got as good as we did. I mean, like, back in the day, I used to watch, like, I didn't even like Crumb Tins, but that's even better than what's going on. Like, Ed, Edd n Eddy was sick.
Yeah.
Cow and Chicken, Dexter's Laboratory, trying to think of, Courage the Cowardly Dog. Like, that's
that,
just
that won like Oscars, Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Really?
Well, it won some sort of awards. Yeah. I'm throwing out Oscars here. Yeah. It's being recorded. I normally throw out.
I don't like to fact check my shit. I just throw it out there.
But it did. It was like Academy recognized.
Decent. Well, it's pretty sick. I'm pretty sure like there's a lot of stuff that went on in that show that I didn't really understand when I was watching it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure there's probably like themes I'd see around. That's another thing about cartoons though, like. When you look back at cartoons, like, it's always like there's always like little adult things that you notice now that you didn't notice before.
The Simpsons is so prime for that. Like, it's everywhere. It's just sort of subtle references that you don't understand.
Yeah, what do you call it? Apparently, there's a lot of like math jokes in Simpsons as well. Like,
yeah.
A lot of mathematicians on like the script writing thing. Like, that was a reference to like, what do you call it, a school trip in year 12 for maths that I didn't go on. And everyone said it was sick, but you know. If I did go on that school trip, I could tell you more about maths and Simpsons, but I did not go on that school trip.
You had a school trip for maths?
Yeah, I was just in London to watch like a lecture on like how maths is cool and shit.
That's pretty decent.
Yeah,
actually.
Well, I didn't go. If I did go, then I have a sick anecdote for you, but you know.
It involved the Simpsons.
But I did go on a school trip. I did go on a biology school trip. To Wales, and it wasn't that good, and I'm telling you that because I had wireless tickets at the same time, so we had to sell our wireless tickets. It was the wireless that Justin Timberlake and Jay-Z were headlining, so could have seen that, but instead of f***ing Wales. F***ing Wales, and it was shit. Not too fair, I did get abducted though, that was fun.
You got abducted?
Yeah, so it wasn't even my fault. Like,
I mean, normally when people are abducted, Josh, it's not their fault. I'm just going to leave that out. If anyone out there has been abducted, we're not blaming you.
But yeah, no, because me and my friends were walking now through the, because it was like a, it was a biology trip, so it was, sampling plants and it was like a really like, I can't remember what the place was called, but it was like really green. So like we were just walking through like the country or whatever the
that's
you'd call it.
All of Wales, because there's nothing there.
Yeah, it's just green, isn't it? Like we were walking through the countryside or whatever you want to call it, and we were just chilling, talking, blah, blah, blah. But ahead of us, there was another group of us that were just playing music and dancing and making all this noise. So obviously they f***ed off the neighbours. So the neighbours like called in a complaint to the camp or whatever we were staying at. So we're just walking along, having a merry time. And then this van pulls up, and this woman goes, "Get the van!" And we're like,
"What?
Okay." So just jumped in the van, and this fucking stranger, to be fair, turned out to be one of the like camp coordinators or something.
Yeah.
And someone had like called in to complain about our noise. finding your story. We got in trouble because someone wanted to claim that they'd been harassed because when she was talking to like one of the neighbors were like talking about how her kids are sleeping. On a Saturday or something. I don't, it was like a Saturday, and there was, but that's another story. But yeah, she's complaining to the country, the camp coordinator, like, my kids are sleeping, it's too late for this, blah, blah, blah. And they were like, blah, blah, blah. And then they were driving away, and I just said, cheers, babes. And that kind of, that was harassment. So when we got back to the camp, our biology teacher took us all in, blah, 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 blah. And they're like, we heard that you're saying some obscene things out of the window. And we were like, what? What do you mean? Blah, blah, blah. So we get lectured for like 15 minutes, you know, and one of the residents said that one of the children said, cheers, babes. And I was like, ah, you got me. That was me.
Did you own up to it?
Yeah, I was like, yeah, you know, like, this is taking too long. And I did a sicker speech. I'm not going to repeat the speech, but I was like, Martin Luther King-esque. I was like, you know what? I'm only 18. I'm 18. I am an adult now, so I take responsibility. I was 17 at the time. I was like, I'm 17 going on 18. But I've become an adult, so I'll take responsibility for this. Blah, blah, blah. This fucking sick speech. And everyone gave me standing. No one gave me a standing ovation. It was just people were trying not to laugh at how like serious I was taking this. But yeah, that happened. But yeah, that's the end of my YG trip story.
See, that is quite a grown up thing to do, though.
Yeah.
Because I was once faced with a detention in like year five. And it was because we had been in school before school had started or something. Yeah. We were running around. And then the teacher had called us out on it and we had run away. But she hadn't really sort of seen who it was. She guessed it was me and this other kid. And we got called into her like room during assembly and she was talking to us. And I was like, how do I get away with this? And so I was like, it wasn't me. It might have been a kid. It was just another short kid that had a similar colour hair to me. Maybe it was him. So she called him into the office. And she was like having a go at all three of us now. And like,
jeez.
And I was like, and then eventually she was like, right, someone is lying here. And I was like, I did own up to it. But that was only because I was really sort of, I was pushed to the edge of what I could get away with, so I was like, ugh.
Did you cry?
No, I didn't cry at that one. I cried at my first detention.
I cried at my first detention.
They had to get my sister in. And just blubbing.
Like, what'd you call it? To be fair, I was such a good kid in primary school, right? My first detention, right, was for working when my teacher told us to stop working. My teacher was like, stop working now, and I wanted to continue working because I wanted to finish the work I was doing. That's what I got detention for. I was such a goody t-shirt back then. That's like the best detention to get. He worked too hard. But yeah, I cried my eyes out. To be fair, my second detention was a little bit worse. We beat up a kid.
Oh.
Yeah. He asked for it though, and he was like, what'd you call it?
He said beat me up.
He was like chatting like he was his big man, and then we were like, nah, I'm leaving, blah, blah, blah. Because he was in my brother's year, so I was with my brother and his friends, and one of my friends in my year, and blah, blah, blah. And he was like, rush me, then what are you going to do? And they were like, now we have to rush him. And then we did rush him, and then he told his parents, and obviously his parents told school, and then we got detention. But yeah, it didn't cry about that one, because by that time I was a fucking badass.
Yeah.
Detention changes you.
See, my worst detention was the running away from the teacher. The rest of them were all just, Andrew has not done his homework. Constantly.
I was a bit of I wasn't even a badass in secondary school. I was just fucking disorganized. I used to get detentions all the time for being late and not having my books and shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's fine looking at back at like report cards and shit. Like, all my report cards pretty much say, Josh could be smart, but he doesn't try hard enough. This way. I was like, and then one of them, my headmaster just absolutely fucking rips into me. And I'm like, yeah, why? But, please. But yeah, I was gonna say something about what you call it? Because it's really like interesting, like with detentions and like primary schools, right? Because like the way punishment work in primary school is like, the teacher shouts at you and you get really scared and then you do what you're told.
Yeah.
Like what happens when the kid goes, so what? Like what happens now? Like, be quiet. I don't want to be quiet. What happens now? Like the teacher's f***ed. What can a teacher do at that point? Like.
That's something I've only realised recently, that like even if my mum's angry at me, she'll shout at me and then it's like, yeah, what? But that's a very recent development.
Yeah, literally, like, right, because like there's that discipline, like, so from like when you're a kid, like your parent yells at you, blah blah blah, but like now that you're like an adult and like you know like what your parents sacrifice, you just have a respect for them. So if your mum tells you to do something, you're like, okay, like, I'll do it.
You fair play, you've been at work all day.
Yeah,
I'll the kitchen.
Some empathy, but like kids are f***ing evil. But like the fact that like, they're scared that when you yell at them, like, but why when like you yell at them and they just don't give it? Like,
yeah,
that's some scary, man. Like,
I don't know what you do with that kid then. You write them off.
Send them back. Return them to the stalks. You still don't know what our podcast is about.
No. It's been quite nostalgic.
Yeah.
So far. Just reflecting on childhoods that we had separately.
Yeah. I just haven't mentioned any names I don't know.
Me? I was very tempted to call out Henry Shotton as the kid that I pulled up.
Oh, to be fair. What do you call it? Yesterday, I actually realised. What do you call it? My brother FaceTimed me. He FaceTimed me and I was like, guess what? I'm like, what? I'm with your friend. I was like, yeah. And he does music now. I'm like, what are you on about? Blah, blah, blah. He shows me this kid I haven't seen since like year six. And I was like, right, I know you. And like, this is SoundCloud of like yesterday, like literally all of yesterday, because his SoundCloud is sick. His name is Just Jack, JSTJCK, little plug there. Like, it's like an R&B singer, which is weird because in school, I know it was primary school, so you haven't like found yourself, like whatever you want to call it. But like literally, he was one of the kids that used to bang ball, like he used to play football all day, he used to spit bars, and he was like jokes in class and that, like a comedian and that. So like him like singing was just weird to me, but he's a really good singer. But that reminded me, your story reminded me of the time when he framed me for some in year four, right? I think it was year four. I'm trying to think, he was my teacher at the time. Might have been year three. Well, it might have been year two, actually. It was year two. In year two, right? What do you call it? I'm not gonna bait out his actual name, but he wrote suck a dick or something. No, lick a dick. And he signed it Josh. So my teacher was like, and like, you know how you had that communal, like, do you ever have that communal tray with all the pens and pencils and all of that? So he put that in there. My teacher found it and he was like, Josh, like, come talk to me, blah, blah, blah. I was like, what? Like, why have you written this? I was like, I didn't write that. Like, why are you writing this? I wasn't write that. Like, it wasn't me. So literally, because I wouldn't own up to it, right? My whole class got put on, like, so you know how, like, you had, like, the little playtime, we had the, like, lunchtime?
Yeah.
In the little playtime, we weren't allowed to play. We had to stand in a line. What? Because I wouldn't own up to it. So, like, it was, like, a way of breaking me. So I had everyone, like, own up to it, Josh. And I was like, it wasn't me! Like, literally. Oh. So I was probably going through this, like, trial. I was like, look, I'm being framed. And, like, okay, boom. God, like, we'll send, like, a piece of paper and everyone's, like, handwriting books to this teacher that's really good at like reading handwriting, and we'll figure out who it is. So he did that, and it turns out that he wrote it and framed me. And yeah, he had to spend like the whole day with like year four, like that was a big punishment or something. But yeah, he framed me. I bet that was his name. I'll probably like blank that out because that's a bit peak. But yeah, man.
See, like I have a very similar story to that, but it happened in year eight. So, very deep. So me and my friends were writing stuff on pieces of bark. And we wrote on one of them, please do not touch your genitals for they will explode.
Wait,
it's a long story. Anyway, this piece of bark, we just put it on the playground and we're like, we would watch people like sort of find this piece of bark, look at it and be like, why does this piece of bark say please do not touch your genitals for they will explode? And then this piece of bark ended up in a girl's locker. And then she went and showed the teacher, and suddenly everything hit the fan. It was just like that afternoon they were having, they got everyone in our year to do a handwriting test to write, please do not touch my exploding sandwiches. Just so that they could cross-reference his handwriting.
You're not going to write like...
And they found my friend now, and was like, he got a week's detention, and he had to write an apology to the girl whose locker it ended up in. And then, because he didn't do that, he got another week's detention.
Your friend's an idiot. Your friend is actually an idiot.
He was an idiot.
Like, surely, if you're getting a handwriting test, who wrote the thing, and you don't write how you usually write.
See, we were all given it, and because it was about the time we were about to transition into year nine, where in the area that I go to, you move school. Right. So we thought it was a handwriting test to be sent on to the high schools.
But it says, please do not touch my exploding lunchbox. Surely, like,
yeah,
no?
Well, like a few people figured it out and were, like, trying to signal to the kid who had written it, like, mate, that is a very obvious thing that's happening here. Do not write in your normal handwriting. But he has a really distinctive handwriting as well.
Imbecile. Your friend is an imbecile. You want to talk about Nish Kumar?
Yeah.
Let's talk about Nish Kumar. Yeah, we watched Nish Kumar on, was it Wednesday?
Thursday.
We watched Nakima on Thursday in the Glee Club, and he was great.
Yeah.
That is it. The end.
It's so hard to come away and remember what
like,
was great.
That's the problem with comedy shows, right? You go to comedy shows, and I feel like 70% of a comedy show is remembering what the comedy show was about. People always are like, oh, how was it? Sick. And you want to give them an anecdote, but you can't remember what the f*** happened. All you can remember is that it's f***ing hilarious, and you enjoyed yourself.
Yeah. You just remember laughing a lot.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah. Maybe he did stuff about not going to concerts on his own.
Yeah. He did stuff about post facts. We're in a post fact era or facts era. But yeah, did stuff about Trump and Hillary. Something about George Bush. He saluted George Bush. I can't remember what the context of that was.
He doesn't back Trump anymore.
Yeah, because
so
yeah.
Anymore.
Yeah.
No, I love a comedy gig. I saw one of Andy's not so favoured comedians, Milton Jones. Like, I thought he was amazing. Like, it's just such a talent to be able to make so many people laugh in one room at one time. It's like, I don't know, there's a lot to be said for it.
Like, I think they go through a lot as well when you're starting out as a comedian, just with the fact that, like, if you haven't refined your material and you don't know what people actually laugh at, like, you just get rubbish material and people heckle you constantly.
She ended there?
Yeah. And that's what our podcast is themed on.
No,
we did not come up with
anything. We didn't come up with any ideas for our podcast. We come up with a name, ideas, themes, like goals. We just talk for it. To be fair, we did say we were going to talk for an hour.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we did. And now I'm going to go to someone's random. I'm going to go into Hannah and Rachel's cartwheel. I'm going to pay a cartwheel. Cartwheel, going to pay you an ident to, what do you call it? Outro us. Let's see what they got on their pages. They just got songs.
Ooh.
Gonna end on that.
Ooh.
Ooh. That's the name of our podcast. Alright, yeah. This has been the end of this. This has been the podcast featuring myself, Josh, and Andy.
Me.
That is the other person speaking. And yeah, we hope you enjoyed it. If we ever decide to release it, I'm not sure we will. We'll see how the editing process goes. But yeah,
it might be a long process.
You know, keep on rocking in the free world, all that good stuff. And yeah, have a sick week.
Ooh.
On campus
and online.
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 This
is
URN.